afford to live by herself.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Maybe her apartment's cheaper.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Zach, Matt, Jay, and Alana.
Presumably.
And today we're talking about the Big Bang Theory.
It totally holds up.
I don't think I liked it even when it was on.
Well, you were wrong. You just have to accept that it's all about every episode is about sex.
Oh my god, you're gonna kill us.
Today we're playing Fortnite and we're talking The Last of Us Season 2, Episode 6.
Yeah.
Juan Pedro got nominated for an Emmy for.
He did?
Yes.
Even though he was barely in this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you heard me.
This episode is pretty boring, actually.
Better lose to Noah Wiley, that's all I can say.
Remind me what happened in it. I meant to watch like a recap or something.
It's very slow.
Juliana's in it.
It makes you. Yeah. We can talk about that in a second. It really makes you appreciate how terrible Ellie was to him right before he died. He does all this nice stuff for her, and she's.
It's an interesting moral dilemma. Well, sort of. I guess we'll get there. So
let's go kill this boss.
So the beginning scene, Matt, you're definitely not going to remember this, is the kid Joel and his cop dad, who's a domestic violence...
Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah. And he's like, I knew you weren't going to remember this.
Yeah.
And he's like, son, I hope you're just a little bit better than me.
Better than me. Joel takes all the lumps for his brother.
Yeah, and then they bring it back at the end.
Yeah.
So.
My grandfather broke my jaw, and I only hit you a little bit, so you should be grateful.
I did kind of like how it's like... Joel is a man of violence his whole life, you know, even when he was
Zach
a kid.
Approves.
Well, I love violence.
It shows he was going down a violent road, you know.
It's his only way. It's his only way he knows how to live.
Yeah,
I guess so. But yeah, so then we get more Joel flashbacks where everything's lightly lit. So, you know, things were better. He makes that guitar for Ellie. Like, wow, what a guy.
Yeah, he spends hours lovingly crafting it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
She takes him to the museum with the dinosaur for her 15th birthday.
I think it was 16, but it really doesn't matter.
You know, one of those. Yeah, it felt very much like a Neil Druckmann part where she's in the capsule pretending like she's...
and a bag of chips?
No, pretending she's an astronaut.
Yeah. It was a very feel-good moment. It went on.
It goes on and on.
Well, no, that was super short.
Compared to the game.
Yeah. In the game, it's a lot, and it's very sweet, and it's amazing. There's a lot to it.
Is it like you have to spend 20 minutes pretending to be an astronaut before you can move on to the next thing?
So yeah. It's like Heavy Rain.
Yeah. You sit and you walk around, you explore a bunch, you climb the dinosaur, just like in the show, and then and then you sit in the rocket ship, and it's. In the space capsule, and it's amazing.
It's definitely like a feel good. If you really like this show, I bet you know you'll really like this episode because it's characters that you love hanging out. There's no danger. There's no tension. It's just feeling good, feeling right. You know,
if you have a heart,
which we know a lot of does
not. No, we don't. What? Just me.
You're Mr. Touchy Feely too.
Yeah, seriously.
Me? Yeah, you.
I am or am not Mr. Touchy-Feely.
He's being sarcastic.
I'm willing to like things.
Okay, so let's move on. For her 17, she surprises him. Dun,
what?
Dun. Girlfriend. No? Yeah, the tattoo and the girl who becomes her ex.
So is he homophobic? He didn't know Ellie was gay?
I think he just didn't want her engaging in coitus, as they say in the Big Bang Theory. If it was a guy, I feel like it would have been a similar reaction.
I think he is homophobic, actually. Because he says something like, with a girl? Or something like that.
Well, he's not saying something like that.
He was born a long, long time ago in 1983.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's necessarily homophobic. He just doesn't understand, like, the whole situation. Like, he's just very confused. Because, like, he's never thought of her that way. Because when he met her, she was like a little kid. Like, doesn't even know that she has that type of capability to have those.
And, like, two birthdays before that, he's like, what about the birds and the bees?
Yeah, it's like, just in case, I should probably tell you about it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but there's a difference between the theory and practice.
Well, there's nothing to do where they live, so he really should have expected it.
I mean, he does say you're setting all this teenage stuff on me all at once, so I guess he didn't like it.
Yeah. So that's what I say.
Yeah, no, I don't think he was necessarily homophobic. It was more just, I think, product of the time and confusion and then, just being weirded out by them wanting to date, and then
yeah, that's like typical parent stuff. My little girl's growing up.
Yeah. So, but then they're fighting. So he goes to see the therapist. I did like where she's like, "Oh, I'm not Lucy from Peanuts with the doctor's end sign." I found that very amusing.
Glad you liked it.
I guess we'll finish this game and then we'll talk about The Last of Us.
Yeah.
So Ellie was being shitty to Joel before she even found out about the whole
truth. I feel like she suspected it because she has her questions later.
Yeah.
I mean, she's always had suspicion.
She's 17.
Suspicion the whole time, so she was already sus, but she swallowed it down because she loves Joel and was willing to
okay.
But yeah, so she prepares her questions that she wants to ask him, and she's like rehearsing it, but then he says it's time for your first patrol.
Dun, dun, yeah, dun. It's all she ever wanted.
And then I love that this episode had the only ship in the quadrant cliche. That was fantastic.
Yeah. And I guess it takes her less than a year to take patrolling totally for granted, and something that it's her right.
Well, she would always. She's always done it since season one, when Joel was always like, "Hey, you need to watch this. You need to watch that corner. Hey, you should look over there. Hey, be careful with your gun." She was always like that. So,
like what?
Like nonchalant with as someone who did Overwatch and all that other stuff. She never really took any of that. Like, she always just kind of was a wanderer. She's like me in this game, like just wanders around. Yeah, likes to take fights when they can and thinks that they're a badass. And well, just the only issue is that I am a badass and they're not.
Uh-huh. So they get called, something happened, and they go check it out. And it's Eugene from the first and second episode.
Yeah, so I told you guys we'd find out what happened to Eugene, and indeed we do.
Yeah, because you watched the show already.
Yeah, that means I'm better than you guys.
I almost let it slip, and then you did, and I was like, yeah, I didn't do it.
Yeah, I knew Neil Druckmann wouldn't let us down. So is that actor Joe Pantoliano?
Yes, of course it is.
Okay, so he, you know, I guess we all see the episode. He's like, I got time, let me see my wife. And then Joel, once again, he just lies to Ellie so much. So many lies.
And, like, you didn't think Ellie would, like, either?
I think she probably thought that she would get over it.
Well, is it, like, is it a lie when the other person knows you're lying? Like, is it really a lie?
Yes.
She's like, come on, Joel, break the rules this one time. And he's like, okay, I will.
Wait.
You need to leave and make sure you can't go with me and make sure that I do what I say I'm going to do.
Otherwise, you would stop me.
Yeah.
Somebody stop me.
Sure, Ellie. I'll do what you want to.
Totally.
Bullied immediately.
Sorry, Jay.
Like, full wiped. That's all right. But yeah.
Yeah. There's the thing about...
So, yeah, I mean, Ellie would hope that Joel, like, matured enough to not, and considering how much it meant to her, but, I mean, she should have known better.
100%. I think it'd be more traumatic for Catherine O'Hara to have him show up and be like, do their goodbyes, and then like someone like shoots him. Yeah. Like, isn't that worse?
No, because you because you get closure, and then you can be like this, or you can let them kill themselves if you really.
I wouldn't want to see my loved one turn into a zombie.
That's why you let them die. You kill them.
It's bad.
You let them kill themselves.
That's bad too. I don't want to see that either.
These are all bad.
Well, yeah. You say goodbye, and then you leave, and then they do it.
You wouldn't be able to leave because you'd be like, this is the last time I'm going to see them.
Very dark conversation.
Well, I think
Zach, did you just get hurt?
Above, above, above. Oh, the guy just fell below.
Basically, do we think that Joel was right?
He was wrong to lie. He was wrong to lie. She was just told Ellie. So anyway, so Joel lies to Ellie, and then he lies to Gale, and then she betrays Joel. I think it's safe to say.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know. They're both not cool. It was both not good.
Are you in the snitches get stitches?
Yeah.
It's the rules of the community.
I just needed that documented.
You get bit, you're dead. We're not waiting for you.
So when they hear that there's a fight going on, and a horse runs by them dragging a body, and then they find an infected, and they find Joe Pantoliano's. Do they just not care about that other guy?
No.
He's dead.
But like, they bring Joe Pantoliano's body back.
I agree.
The other guy.
Great. Are you going to chase that horse down?
Jay, that's not the point, okay?
If someone to do all like the grunt work.
I agree. It's bad.
The new guy's job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the I was going to say, yeah, I thought it was interesting, Ellie's decision, because it did kind of screw over Gale as well as Joel. But I guess she's very emotional. She's a very emotional time, you know?
Do you guys think, I don't know, like, is lying to your, is lying that bad?
I would say Joel did nothing wrong.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. I think it's like he lies a lot. And she's just like, she just can't take it anymore.
He lies to protect her.
He lies to protect Tommy. He lies to protect Ellie. See, it comes back to the beginning.
He lies to protect himself with the whole Fireflies thing.
If I were Joel, and obviously Joel's not really that smart. You know, if she's like, listen, I'm mad at you because you lied and lying is bad. I would just come back and be like, look, you wanted to break the rules and breaking the rules is bad. Why? How can you preach to me when you're willing to put the community in danger to seethe your bleeding heart?
Right.
Yeah, but she was helping out the guy who was dying, and that's good. Right?
Well, I don't know. No, it's not. Putting the community in danger is not good. So, like, yeah. If I were Joel, I'd be like, I said what I needed to say in the moment to resolve a potentially dangerous situation. You know, like, I don't care. If you don't want me to lie to you, then don't act like a child and don't put the community at risk with your nonsense.
You sound like a parent. It's a parent. Yep. He's a parent. Okay, so you have the whole thing with Gale.
Doesn't she slap Joel or get mad at him or something?
And then we get New Year's again, where we see a whole confrontation with Seth. And then we have their last conversation before he dies, where the truth about the Fireflies finally comes out. And Ellie says, I don't think I can forgive you for this, but I want to try. And I was like, what?
Aw.
Because she loves him.
But even though he sentenced all of humanity to death.
He did it. How are they going to distribute the cures? They had no plan.
Don't defend Joel's decision again. We all determined it was wrong last time.
It wasn't wrong.
I thought I was the only one who was pro Joel in that whole conversation.
I was definitely pro. Well, I was not pro Joel. Yeah, you were the only one who was pro Joel. Yeah,
yeah,
correct.
It's like there's no guarantee that it would work and that they would be able to create it.
It was pro Joel.
Yeah,
no, he wasn't. I remember he specifically said, "No,
he said," and I quote, "I shot the fuck out of those doctors that were trying to save humanity when I was playing the game."
Hell yeah, I did.
I remember that distinctly.
Yeah, I did. The fuck out of them.
Yeah,
see? Them. They did not give Ellie agency enough to make that decision.
Wait, I remember now. I was expecting people would be more anti-Joel. That's what I was expecting.
Yeah, I was anti-Joel.
What are these crypto trees for?
They didn't set it up enough to make it a moral dilemma. There were so many plot hole, like, things that would go wrong with the cure that it wasn't, like, a one-to-one decision, in my opinion.
That's why
we just need her brain, and we have the vaccine ready to go, and we have this facility that's going to make it for everyone. I'd be like, okay, they should do it.
Okay, cut her open, baby.
All right, here we go.
But that's why it's not a simple, you know, needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. That would be too easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's easy, because you're killing a 16-year-old to save a bunch of people.
Well, she says, you could have let me sacrifice myself. Now my life would have meaning.
But that's without understanding the whole situation.
Yeah.
Well, even to try, right? It's worth it to even try if there's a chance of saving humanity.
Yes, but didn't know the stakes. Didn't have the full details. Like, you can't. That's not a legitimate response. Like, what she thought was they were going to do a test and she'd be all good to go, and that was that, right? Not like it wasn't like that they had to kill her. Like, and she's been sitting there with that guilt of being taken away and like not thinking like, oh, I could have been the hero.
As we discussed at the time, it was a well-established part of Ellie's character that she wants to save the world and do good. It's not to say, well, we don't know how she would have reacted. I mean, obviously, it's open. We don't know for sure, but I think it's pretty clear that she would be willing to do it. IMO.
And then, yeah, that's the end of the episode. Usually they end it with some kind of cliffhanger for the next one or some kind of hint about what would happen, but not this time. Well, actually, no, it does. It has Ellie going to some spooky-looking house.
I think she might go into the theater. What a teaser for next time.
You guys think they're going to have that big fight in the water? But yeah, that's the way the game ends. Yeah, Abby fights Ellie on a...
Yeah, probably.
It's hot. Are they wearing bikinis?
Caitlin Deaver has one more episode to get shredded.
going to jail.
That's what she's been doing the whole time while she's been off screen, is just like working out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a surprise. It's a reveal.
They put her in a muscle suit.
Yeah, right.
Digital AI generated muscles.
Okay. I think that's it for the episode. Can I call Guru in for questions of the day?
I have a question of the day.
Okay, wait, we're not ready. I'm not ready. Nice.
Should I text it to Matt?
No, yes. You can just say it. Why do I have to be the middleman? No, I trust you. Okay. I don't really trust you, but I think
wow,
just kidding. Just kidding. Ow.
All right, I'm going to call Guru. Be right back.
Guru.
Isn't she like sitting next to you?
They have like a tiny apartment and he has to go find her.
Okay, we're ready.
All right. Our first question of the day comes to us courtesy of Alana.
Would you ever put up AI generated art in your home?
No, I would not.
Ever?
No.
Oh, Matt likes AI.
I love AI. No, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know.
There's already so much art. I have more art than I can fill my house with. I don't need to go to AI for it. It's just not needed.
Car coming in. I suppose not, because anything that AI can make, I could just get a human to make.
Yeah.
But you know.
But that way you have to pay a human.
God forbid. I think I can handle it.
Yeah.
What do you think, girl?
I think I wouldn't buy, but like be tempted, probably yes, with that the studio.
Yeah, we like the Studio Ghibli memes.
Oh no, don't tell Mr. Miyazaki.
Wait, hold on, I'm gonna write that down.
No, he's writing it down for Zach's birthday.
But Matt, the thing is, we don't want to give away our data to the internet. So.
Yeah, images of ourselves.
You already have.
Yeah, right.
Make it worse. Oh, Facebook?
Oh, don't worry, Guru.
Just type in a white man and an Indian woman, Studio Ghibli style.
A super nerdy white Jewish man.
All the Ghibli people look the same anyway.
Don't worry, you won't be giving your information away. I will. So you don't have to feel guilty about it.
Oh, no.
Okay, go on. So you like those. I mean, you could also hire a human artist to
yes.
draw you guys, like a certain person who might be on this call.
Yeah, exactly.
To do that.
We didn't hire Jay. We need to get him the picture, though.
Yeah.
Here's what you look like. Just do it from memory.
Yeah, thanks again.
But we already talked to Jay about it. We were to send him a picture so he can do it for us.
Staying distracted.
Okay. All right.
I think everybody weighed in. I think everyone said no except for Guru, who said maybe.
I said
no, but if I would get tempted, yes, I would get tempted.
I would say no, too, but I could also see in a couple of years getting tricked by an artist alley, you know? It's going to look really, like, realistic.
Oh, wait. Can you guys excuse me just one second? Don't move.
Jay moved.
God damn it, Jay.
I see you looting.
Okay, I'm back. You know it. I just had a little questicle. Our question.
No. Short answer, no. And if I get it, I will throw it away.
Long answer, no.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys want to go hunting? All right. Question number two. It comes to us courtesy of one of you guys, either Zach or Guru. I don't remember who. I think Zach.
There's a person ahead of us.
Yeah, we're going to go up. Have you ever sent food back at a restaurant?
No.
I sent a drink back once.
Why?
Because I didn't realize it had mezcal in it, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Paul Mezcal? Really?
No. Mezcal is tequila. Yeah.
Mezcal? Yeah.
That's a hit or miss whether or not I'll like a drink with it in it.
Okay, Matt, let's switch.
I thought it was just a normal margarita, and they were very understanding.
Get out of line, goddammit.
I thought we were leaving.
I remember I did send food once when I got an order that was like completely different from what I wanted, but I don't remember any of the details. I feel like it was at Nando Peri Peri.
Name it.
Nando's.
Been there in ages.
I don't think I ever have. I think I have once
because I remember being like, I really don't want to make trouble, but this is like, I wanted a salad and I got a steak, like something that egregiously wrong.
You guys want to kill this car?
Sure. How about you, girl?
I don't remember the details either, but I might have sent it back because of vegetarian restriction and they bought something which is sweet.
Yeah, I mean, if you literally can't eat it,
yeah.
I feel like that'll do it.
Yeah, I know.
How about Matt?
I am not. I definitely am not.
You never had... What about for Ezra?
Yes.
Yeah, what about on behalf of your children?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe. I don't remember.
You haven't been like this clearly has gluten in it?
I don't think so.
It has breadcrumbs on it. You fool.
No, not ringing any bells.
Jason, no.
Cybertruck.
Jay said no.
I said no.
No.
Okay. Question number three?
Question number three comes to us courtesy. Okay. It comes to us courtesy of me. Would you rather give up, speaking of gluten, would you rather give up gluten, meat, or dairy?
Dairy, because I barely eat it.
I think meat.
That's hard.
Not if it's something you already don't eat.
Then milk.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, good? But cheese.
That's dairy. Yeah. Cheese. Monster.
What was the other option?
Milk, gluten, or meat. Those are the options.
Gluten. I'll have dairy instead of gluten.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. I'll have gluten instead of gluten.
Cool. You're giving up dairy. Giving up gluten. Okay. I think for me, I think dairy. I'm not cold turkey like Zach, but I do think it's the easiest one to give up.
That's so rough.
I just don't agree.
You get a lot of gluten anyway. But like gluten is like cookies.
Yeah. I mean bread. a lot of people do it. A lot of people do it.
Bagels.
Oh, that's so rough.
Jay looks so rough.
Jay with a stumper.
I guess I could probably go gluten free. I have rice still.
Exactly. Yeah.
We eat a shitload of rice in my house. Oh my god!
But I could also, I could probably do vegetarian if need be. I mean, a lot of Korean food is relatively traditional. Korean food is not a whole heavily meat based. Well, when you say meat, do you mean like full vegetarian?
Yeah.
Or do you mean like just like the?
I would say like no chicken. Yes. Yeah. No, you can't eat chicken. But I guess if you really want, you can eat fish.
What? Good William Salt.
Pescatarian or whatever that
is? Yeah, pescatarian. Yeah.
I'm a pescatarian, right?
Yes, she is.
I could do that pretty easy.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you for joining us all here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/mcslanty. Group up with us next time.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.